This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius announced plans Monday to assist states in building affordable insurance exchanges, Amy Richards reports.
Sebelius says the policies provide states with the guidance and certainty they need as they continue to work to build these marketplaces for their residents for operation in 2014. Sebelius says a majority of states have taken significant steps in building exchanges. Previously, HHS awarded 49 states and the District of Columbia $50 million to begin planning their exchanges. And as announced recently, 33 states and the District of Columbia have received over $667 million in establishment grants to begin building their exchanges. For Wyoming Radio News, I'm Amy Richards.
Okay, so this is the new Wyoming Department of Workforce Services. Let's take a look inside. Here we have the workforce centers, and this would be research and planning. Here we have the Workforce Development Training Fund, and right down the hall is OSHA. And, well, you get the idea. And this is just a few of the services offered. Pretty smart, eh?
Another smart resource from Wyoming Workforce Services. Call 877-WORK-WYO for more.
Governor Matt Meade says he was pleased that the legislature during the just-concluded budget session passed a bill that would stiffen the penalties for those convicted of their fourth DUI in 10 years. The governor says the state, though, may still need to do more.
To me, you know, if one strike is one thing, but when you have two or three or four strikes, I think, you know, that's what that bill tried to address, and I think it was a good first step.
The governor says he has reformed the Governor's Council on Impaired Driving and looks forward to hearing their recommendations on the DUI issue. For Wyoming Radio News, I'm Doug Randall.
Wyoming Radio News.